We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. But now at 7:10, it's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Well, moving into that second hour here this morning on this July the 16th, a Tuesday.
Toots. Good food and fun.
This is Wade Hayes, and the 7 o'clock hour of the Wake Up Crew is brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun. Here's Brian with a look at today's $4.99 lunch special.
Well, it's Tuesday, so you know what that special is, right? Well, if you don't, I want to tell you, it's that half-pound bacon cheeseburger and fries, just $4.99. Get that famous Toots burger today, and that's all day long, as a matter of fact.
Toots. Good food and fun.
In Murfreesboro, on Northwest Broad, South Church Street, and our newest location on Franklin Road, Highway 96 at Rucker Lane. Plus, we have a Toots on Sam Ridley Parkway in Smyrna.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Ready for that real fact of the day?
I'm always ready.
We're thinking about America today with the bald eagle. Did you know? That's not necessarily a bald eagle. That's
What does a bald eagle sound like? Isn't it just like a screech?
Wow.
That's not the real fact. But the real fact is bald eagles can swim using a stroke similar to the butterfly stroke.
Oh.
An eagle.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen an eagle swim, so I can't debate that.
Neat.
So they kind of swim like they're doing the butterfly instead of normal fish floating or not fish floating, bird swimming. The things you learn on this show. I mean,
all I can say is wow.
Talk about it all day. Let's check your weather.
Good morning, guys. Looks like we'll be seeing quite a few showers and thunderstorms this week as we start with them all day today and into tonight at a high of 90 and overnight lows drop to 72 degrees. On Wednesday, we continue to expect them to be scattered, but they become a little more isolated by the overnight and on Thursday, where we could start seeing some sunshine at a high of 87 Wednesday, a low of 74 overnight, and then 94 and 74 for temperatures Thursday. By Friday, we are looking at mainly sunny skies at 96. Currently, it's 74 degrees.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600, Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Good morning. As they try to wrap up this wreck out here up against the wall, 24 westbound at Sam Ridley Parkway. Traffic just heavy enough as it is. More rubbernecking going on here than anything. Again, 24 westbound at Sam Ridley on this accident up against the wall. 41's already busy inbound Murfreesboro Pike. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is the original. Hot Chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out. 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Hi, I'm Nick Cohn with News Radio WGNS, and I'm here to tell you to try the best and trust only the best when it comes to CBD. That's CBD American Shaman located on the Murfreesboro downtown square. Curious about CBD? Do you have questions? Stop by CBD American Shaman, open daily.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here as we roll along on this Tuesday, July 16th, about 7:14, getting close to it here, from News Radio WGNS. Thanks for joining us this morning. We have proclaimed today, John, Bart Walker Day, as Bart celebrated his birthday yesterday, and I'm going with... We didn't want to let Bart Walker Day get overshadowed by his birthday, so that's why we did it the day after. But it's really because we forgot.
Are you kidding me?
I'm still going with the second. It's the second Tuesday of the month.
I'm doing it for survival.
Are we all?
What a great man.
Visionary.
Yeah, visionary. Yeah, Hall of Famer. And
pioneer of WGNS News.
Right now, as we speak. He is probably back there. We don't know. We've been in the studio, but he's probably back there right now, working diligently.
He's got a big smile on his face because we made a
holiday. We're almost off the air.
Well, I was going to say because we proclaimed a holiday in his name, but
he's getting prepared to talk to our friends from Middle Tennessee Electric today. CEO Chris Jones is going to be on the action line with him after Swap and Shop, but that's all coming up a bit later on. Dalton, you wanted to surprise John.
I did.
A second here.
Before I knew about Bart Walker Day, you're a big Beatles fan, and this I know. You know, Sir Paul McCartney is doing his U.S. tour.
Yeah.
Just actually wrapped it up. On the last day of his U.S. tour, he had a little surprise for everybody, and I got some audio, and I wanted you to hear it.
The one and only Ringo Starr! I love you, man. Oh, man.
So that was just from a couple of days ago then, right? Mm-hmm.
And I knew we needed to talk about it. We couldn't let another Wake Up Crew go without mentioning it.
Well, you know, I was telling you about Paul's tour. His voice seemed not quite as good, but I think he's gotten better as the tour's gone on.
He's probably been working.
Yeah.
Working
on
that.
He was a little tired, yeah. But I figured they'd sing It Don't Come Easy, but they didn't. They sang Helter Skelter, I think, didn't they?
I think so.
That's pretty awesome. I never went to Paul McCartney, so, you know, that touched me. That
was like being there.
And, you know, like with you two guys, which would be fairly kind of, you know, boring. But, yeah, that's great, man. I loved it.
No, it was all for you.
You know, I've been looking the internet through all these impersonators, Beatles impersonators. You know, I've already looked through the 750 Elvis impersonators that are on the internet. So now I went to the Beatles.
And there are only 750?
There's several Beatles groups that are really good. The Fab Four, if you ever want to catch them on YouTube, plug them in. Rain is another group that they've been in Nashville.
That's
They're coming back to Nashville. And there's also, I think, Tribute 1964. I think that's what they're called. So several groups. So. And they really, in some aspects, the instrumental part is better than the when they played, because there's so many more things they can do with it now.
Right. I was going to say, the technical advancements, I would assume, have made that easier.
Isn't there a movie coming out based on this guy singing songs from...
It came out a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It wasn't out for very long, but it got received well. The guy wakes up one morning and everybody's forgotten who the Beatles are except him. So he gets famous off of playing and singing Beatles songs.
Yeah. That was going through my mind when you were saying that.
It's called Yesterday, was the name of the movie.
Was it at our favorite theater? Or
it was. It was there for about a week.
I missed it then.
They had to make room for Spider-Man. But I didn't get a chance
to see
it.
By all means, let's make room for Spider-Man, but... Okay. Okay. So, I guess I can see it on video.
It'll be out soon.
Well, there have been a lot of movies coming out about, you know, the movie about Queen, the movie about, of course, Rocket Man that came out, and this one. There have been a lot of movies about.
It was called
singing.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. They've got there's an Elvis movie that's in the works right now for theatrical release.
Oh yeah,
they haven't cast anybody yet, but
Tom Hanks is Colonel Parker. That's what I'm hearing.
Really?
Tom Hanks is Colonel Tom Parker.
John Dinkins is Elvis?
Thank you very much, but no. I'm not going to be able to do it, no. My mama wouldn't let me.
Oh,
wow. It's the best I can do at 6 in the morning.
Well, it's coming up on 7:19, so that could be an explanation of it. We'll be back in a second.
I'm Attorney John Day, and I know that when people are seriously injured at no fault of their own, they need experienced legal help, and they need it quickly. That's why we serve injured people at our expanded office location on Medical Center Parkway right here in Murfreesboro. So the good people from towns like Winchester, Tullahoma, Manchester, and Shelbyville can get the legal help they need quickly and conveniently. If you've been hurt, visit johndaylegal.com. Remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
two locations to serve Rutherford County.
You don't know what you'll be missing if you don't come see us today at the Habitat Restore.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro at 850 Mercury Boulevard and Habitat Restore Smyrna at 413 Nissan Drive. We'd like to thank Rutherford County for all your continued support of our mission.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
The Doug Young Educator of the Month salute from News Radio WGNS spotlights Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary. Here's Melissa Miller.
What would you say to up-and-coming teachers to encourage them?
Always be looking for the good that is in a child and what a child can do versus what they can't do, because that's what usually will take a child a long way.
What made you decide to be a teacher?
I love working with children that have challenges and that have obstacles that they're trying to get around.
What do you enjoy most from working with students?
My favorite thing is when I see them do something that nobody thought they could do, or when I see the smile on their face when they are surprised at what they're able to do.
What are the achievements you're most proud of?
Just being in special ed for as long as I have been. It's something that I really love. It's a passion that I followed.
Carrie Parr, a special education teacher at Barfield Elementary, the Doug Young Educator of the Month. Sponsored by City Tile and Floor Covering on Spring Street, L&K Trophies, and Toots Good Food and Fun.
Hi folks, I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We're working hard to find you great products at the best prices. Like Justin, Tony Lama, and Chippewa boots, regular $150 to $250, French's price $99. French's always has the best selection, best prices, and best service. Family owned for generations, see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're back on News Radio WGNS, and time to catch up with Annie Cotter and Riley Wilson joining us from the United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties. And those back-to-school bells are going to ring here really, really soon, Annie.
That's right, and we are excited. So with back-to-school just around the corner, our latest initiative is what we call Stuff the Bus, and it's something that we've done for several years now. It's a need that we have in the community. We're very passionate about our school systems, and we partner with Cannon County School Systems, Rutherford County, Murfreesboro City, and we do a school supplies drive called Stuff the Bus.
So, Riley, what kind of stuff are we talking about stuffing in this bus?
Yeah, so to stuff the bus, all the things that we're collecting are things like scissors, pencils, crayons. We've got a full list of supplies that are needed on our website at yourlocaluw.org/stuffthebus. So the reason we do this, the reason we collect these supplies, is because we want kids to start the school year confidently. A lot of kids will come in without having those school supplies that they need to start the year, and a lot of times that burden falls on the teacher. I think I saw a stat recently that said the average teacher will spend $479 out of their own pocket to get school supplies for their students. So we're really trying to not only help students, give them the confidence to start their year, but really take some burden off of those teachers in our community.
So Annie, how big is the need? Obviously, if there wasn't a need, you all would participate in something else to help the community. So obviously there is a need right here in our community for this.
There is a need, and our school counselors are the ones that really feel this impact and the trickle down from the teachers that see the kids in the classroom. Like Riley was saying, these kids come in and it's about building up their confidence. We want every child to start on an equal playing field. And the teachers were noticing and the school counselors were noticing the lack of confidence in a child who sat down and just simply didn't have their composition notebook with them, like little Johnny did next to them. And when they're not confident, their skill set isn't growing, and they're not able to pay attention. So by eliminating all these factors, we're able to set these children up for success. And it was such a need that the community heard, and they're responding to that need.
So as we go about in our own shopping, Riley, what you can see the supply list, like you mentioned, on the website. Is it as simple as just picking up an extra few supplies and then dropping them off? Is that the best way to do it?
Absolutely. That's the easiest way to do it. When you're at the grocery store, just grab a couple packs of scissors and some crayons and a composition notebook. $10 will make a huge difference for a student. So you can drop any of those off at the United Way office, or you can find a full list of our partner community members that have are collecting school supplies on our website as well, where those listed items are.
So we have a little bit of time to get those collected, and on the 24th of mm-hmm. July is, mm-hmm. is when you put all this together?
That's right. So we're starting our intake from, I think we have almost 50 or 60 collection sites within the community that stepped up and said, we open our doors, bring in any supplies that you are collecting while shopping for your own children, or if this is just a passion of yours, and we'll house those items until the 24th. And then on the 24th, we'll be at Hobgood Elementary School, and all the collection sites will be bringing in those items. And if you're interested in volunteering, I need as much help as I can get that day. We will be there from 8 to 3 on the 24th doing the intake of all those items. And then on the 25th, we'll actually be sorting those items into boxes and getting them taped up and labeled and ready to go on their respective UPS trucks that have been donated to us. UPS is a huge partner of United Way's and a great supporter, and they have donated their trucks to be able to help us take these items to all the different school boards that are going to help us distribute them.
So the items that are collected then go to, you mentioned Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City Schools and Cannon County.
That's right.
As well. So all of these supplies go to those locations and then they distribute?
They do, yes. And the teachers, it truly, we could not do this alone. So the teachers see those kids come in on the first day of school, and it's a very discreet process. So the child isn't going to be brought something with all of his peers around or her peers around. It'll be a very discreet process, and the child may not even know till they get home that afternoon and open up their backpack and there's some crayons in there. So the guidance counselors and the teachers are who we really rely on. And then our school systems here in Tennessee are incredible, especially here in Rutherford and Cannon counties. And then we let them take it from there, and that helps keep the process as discreet as possible for those little kiddos.
I'm sure that you all keep some type of idea on the impact that this has had in the past. How many kids are helped out by this in our community?
Oh gosh, I couldn't even begin to tell you. I will say, just with the community baby shower, we helped over 500 mothers. And when it comes to the school supplies drive, I bet we'll at least reach 1,000 kids, at least, if not more.
Yeah, and the need is obviously huge here in our community with that. And also, again, to mention that it helps teachers there as well. So check out Stuff the Bus. We'll have more on this a bit later on. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Nick Cone with News Radio WGNS, here to remind you to stress less with CBD. And remember, try the best and trust only the best at CBD American Shaman, located on the Murfreesboro downtown square. Stop by at your convenience, as they're open daily.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro.
It's a great time to book an auction for 2019. Dates are filling up fast for summer auctions. Maples professionals will come to your property and do a free, no-obligation analysis to determine if an auction is the best option for you. For more information, visit MaplesRealtyAndAuction.com or call 615-896-4740.
Maples Realty and Auction.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Luxurious and yet affordable senior living at the Villages of Murfreesboro. We're around the corner from the Avenue and Gateway Shopping. You'll get 3 meals a day, housekeeping, plus we're near the doctor's offices, the hospital, and more. I'm Sue Hall. Try the Villages of Murfreesboro for at least 2 weeks and decide for yourself. No strings attached. We're on Willow Oak Trail near the Stones River Battlefield. TheVillagesOfMurfreesboro.com.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at PrecisionAirTN.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 7:30. Good morning on this Tuesday. It's the 16th of July. Thanks for choosing the Wake Up Crew to get you wherever you may be going this morning.
Brian, you know what time it is? It's time to call or text in your birthdays at 615-893-1450. We'll give away a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on North Walnut Street.
Billy Ledbetter is today's good neighbor of the day. He's a great man, and he's always a phone call away to help his friends. So he's going to receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Got a big news check for you. If you want to know what's happening with the weather on your drive into work with traffic from Commander Chuck and the latest local news, we've got it for you. All brought to you by French's.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro.
Shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
First thing we do here is check on your weather.
Good morning, guys. Looks like we'll be seeing quite a few showers and thunderstorms this week as we start with them all day today and into tonight at a high of 90 and overnight lows drop to 72 degrees. On Wednesday, we continue to expect them to be scattered, but they become a little more isolated by the overnight, and on Thursday, where we could start seeing some sunshine at a high of 87 Wednesday, a low of 74 overnight, and then 94 and 74 for temperatures Thursday. By Friday, we are looking at mainly sunny skies at 96. Currently, it's 74 degrees.
Well, good morning again. This wreck's over to the side, 24 westbound here at Sam Ridley. It's just so much traffic volume trying to get up through there. A little bit of rubbernecking going on. Now, THB's got a program going where they're running radar out here all week long. Slow it down. We've seen them over on 840 as you head towards Williamson County. If you're moving soon, call Smashville Moving Company now at 584-4954. Check them out online, smashvillemovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
A Northfield man is behind bars. His name, Charles Alvin Deskins. He was arrested after a Taco Bell worker on South Church Street told Murfreesboro police Deskins was exposing himself to customers. The police report also suggested Deskins was drinking a 40-ounce beer, smelled of an intoxicant, and was unsteady on his feet. Deskins still in the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, unable to pay bond. Fermentation continues to be a growing program at Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro. Dr. Tony Johnson explains.
We used to do a lot of fermentation at home for ourselves. For example, pretty much everybody had a ceramic crock that you now see in the antique stores. Those crocks were used to prepare foods for yourself, for your home. You would prepare your vegetables. You would make pickles. Pretty much every family has an anecdotal story of what your grandparents or parents used to make in these crocks, and that's gone away.
Jobs are available for those who know and understand fermentation.
Now we rely on the food industry to produce fermented foods for us. We consume a lot of cheese, which is fermented, pepperoni, pastrami, fermented meats, fermented vegetables, fermented fruits, beer, which is a fermented grain. But people also don't realize that bread is a fermented grain product. The technology has been lost to the public, and we rely on industry to make these products. And the industry needs people who know the science behind the fermentation.
Tennessee hosts 60 wineries, 30 distilleries, 52 breweries, 10 cheese-making operations, the largest yogurt manufacturing plant in the world, additional smaller yogurt producers, and two major ethanol production facilities. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com, on the go with our mobile apps. News Radio WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
When you visit Hoover Paint Store, you'll see that many of our customers have been doing business with us for years. Why?
Because they know we have the finest quality of paint, a knowledgeable staff, and treat every customer special. Hoover Paint Store has the paint you need to make any project shine. If it's not worth painting, call Neil's Dozer Service. They'll tear it down.
I'm Tim Boland, and I'll invite you to visit our family business, Hoover Paint Store, on the corner of Memorial and Loki, or visit us online at www.hooverpaint.com.
If you have a yard or maybe a field, you may plan on digging in it. Perhaps you want to put in a swimming pool, add a super awesome barbecue pit, or bury a comically large chest of pirate booty.
Harg!
But before you dig, you should know that there are buried pipelines in lots of places. If you dig and hit one of these pipelines, it could cause a leak, and that could cause serious problems.
sorry.
Call your local natural gas utility or visit pipesafety.org. Brought to you by the Tennessee Gas Association.
Habitat Restore Murfreesboro and Habitat Restore Smyrna are both excited to help you with your warm weather updates.
So Habitat Restore now has a location in Smyrna and Murfreesboro.
Do you live in Smyrna? We have a Restore location there too. 413 Nissan Drive, next door to Gill's Ace Hardware.
And thank you for shopping at the Restore.
Two locations to serve Rutherford County.
Then Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
The Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Joyce Meyer is with us today with the Georgia Career Institute here in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield. And one of the things, Joyce, we're going to be talking about this morning is going into the Department of Hair and Nails at GCI. Kind of tell us about that.
Well, hair and nails is always a staple of the beauty industry. Everybody has to get their hair done, and then everybody's learning that nail care is a health benefit, not only a cosmetic benefit. So we're trying to educate clients that manicures and pedicures are for health and wellness, as well as having pretty fingernails and pretty toenails, because we want the younger society and the male society to understand it's necessary for them to have these services as well. So hair and nails is something that everybody needs to be conscious of about their care. Hairstylist program is a 12-month program, and this is expected to grow 10% until the year 2024, which is faster than most other occupations. Most of these jobs will be replacing people, because hairdressers are very mobile, and unless they own their own place, a lot of times they move from one type of a business to another. Now, the average medium pay, according to the U.S. Department of Labor and Workforce, for a hairstylist or barber is around $23,710.
Now, again, these are national statistics, mm-hmm. which I think is important to point out, because while the growth rate is 10% nationwide for these industries, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot higher here, because of the fact that year by 2035, our population in Rutherford County is supposed to go up to 500,000 residents. So that being said, you can expect more pay, you can expect more job opportunity, all in these industries of hair and nails.
Absolutely. And all it takes to be successful in this industry is to have a passion for what you do. You have to have good people skills. You have to have good customer service. And you really have to love what you do. If you're just looking for a paycheck and a job, you're not going to be successful in this industry.
Again, with us today, Joyce Meyer with the GCI here in Murfreesboro at the intersection of Memorial Boulevard and Northfield. So if somebody out there listening wants a career change, maybe dive into hair and nails in that industry, then definitely stop by, because you're going to help them all along the way with not only paying or financing school, but also getting a job when they get out of school.
Absolutely. And we want everybody to stop by that has that burning desire.
Another big thing is the nail industry, and I know you briefly mentioned that when we first opened, but the nail industry is growing too, not just the hair industry.
The nail industry is also growing, expected to have growth of 10% by the year 2024. It's also faster than the average of all occupations. New nail services will drive the employment growth, as well as the growing number of nail salons. As you know, here we have nail salons on every corner, which will result in very good job opportunities. We cannot graduate enough people to fill all the nail positions. The expected pay for a nail tech, average pay in 2015 nationwide was around $20,820. I can tell you, I know from our graduates, they are making much more if they're working full-time in this industry in Middle Tennessee.
And a lot of students go on to actually opening their own place.
Yes, and this is a quick program. You only have to go to school 6 months, and just about every one of them is already employed before they ever graduate, because the demand's that high.
Georgia Career Institute, right here in Murfreesboro. Joyce Meyer, our guest today. Joyce, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
top of local news and information has never been easier. Download the WGNS News app. It's available for free from Apple App Store or Google Play. Just search WGNS News. It's your one-stop shop for local news on your mobile device. You can also listen live to your favorite programs and send us news photos and audio. Connect with our Facebook and Twitter social media channels and much more. Download the WGNS News app for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots, Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Our Toots volunteer is Celeste Middleton. Celeste is a board member of the Rutherford County Boys and Girls Club. This State Farm agent has volunteered as a coach for the Boys and Girls basketball team. In addition to being active with the Boys and Girls Club, she's also active with the Power of Pink. We thank Celeste Middleton for her devotion and dedication to this community. Celeste Middleton is being honored as our Toots volunteer.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate, good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster.
If you're having a problem with your hearing, I wouldn't put that off. I wouldn't delay.
That's John Hood.
Technology has continued to improve just like everything else.
Hearing and understanding is vital. People you know depend on Dr. Sean Lancaster. So should you.
Easy to make an appointment. Takes care of you readily.
Hear better. See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard. Hearing aid and audiology services.
Hi, folks. I'm Rodney French from French's Shoes and Boots in Murfreesboro. We work hard to find the best brands at the best prices and always great hometown service. For great shoe brands like Joseph Seibel, Johnson Murphy, Cohan, Nike, Converse, and many more. Boot brands like Justin, Rocky, Chippewa, Ariat, Timberland Keen, and Tony Lama. Sandals by Chaco, Skechers, and Teva, and more. So come by and see why people say it makes good sense to shop at French's Shoes and Boots.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The waning moments of the Wake Up Crew here as we wrap up a Tuesday morning.
Bard Walker Day in the books.
Not to return until next year.
Yep.
And we'll decide if it's on the 16th or if it's on the third Tuesday.
It depends on if we forget his birthday or not. But here's a big part of Bart Walker Day. Always has been, as Bart Walker's life, is juniors.
Well, that's right. Well, and I think that goes to show about the community spirit that we have here at the radio station and working with community businesses. And, of course, Juniors Foodland is one of those here. 743, let's talk about our friends at Juniors and let you know some of the big savings you'll find there at 323 East Main, just off the square. How about ground chuck for just $2.99 a pound? Top sirloin steak is $4.99 a pound there. Assorted pork chops, just $1.49 per pound. Also, let's see, how about some produce? Seedless watermelons are just $3.99 a pound. Vine-ripened tomatoes. Vine-ripened tomatoes, 99 cents per pound. And let's see, one-pound package of red ripe California strawberries are just $2 for $5. Some of the savings you'll find at Juniors as they got their big summer sale going on this week over at Juniors 323 East Main. You know, you don't have to choose between everyday low prices and weekly specials. Juniors Foodland has both. Hope you'll get by there and visit with our friends there just off the Murfreesboro Square at 323 East Main Street. And that's going to wrap up our day here today, Tuesday in the books.
Bart Walker Day
on WGNS,
the good neighbor station.
Oh, wow. You just kept on going with it. It was bad enough when I did it, but you just kept going.
It's an extended version.
You give someone enough rope, you know what they say.
Yeah, I know what Bart's going to be doing. He's going to go, I hope they never have Bart Walker Day ever again. What about the cake? We got cake for him. You're going to run over to Junior's and get some, like, in a minute?
I'll head over to Simply Pure Sweets and get him a sticky bun.
Either place. Mm-hmm. You can get a good coconut cake at Junior's. Used to. Yeah. I know that.
Maybe, let's see.
I'll go to Junior's and get, do you think they have balloons? Pick up Brian some sugar-free Reese's peanut butter cups.
Okay. Need candles.
Do you think they have flowers? Ryan.
Yeah, okay, so yeah. We'll go to Ryan's Flowers and get him some.